There is something we reactive dog parents fear or worry about a lot. And tell me in the comments if this is you. Off-leash dogs. So what should we do if we walk a reactive dog and an off-leash dog just rushes up to our dog? This is a question I get very frequently, and recently I got one about a German Shepherd. In this episode of A Dog's Soul, an empath's guide to your dog's feelings, we will talk about Gina and her encounter with off-leash dogs. So stay tuned and have fun. All right, so Gina is a 9-year-old German Shepherd dog. She is reactive after some incidents. I don't have too many informations because this was just a question I got recently. She is definitely having issues with hip dysplasia. It's a very common thing for German Shepherds, and her mom was already or is already walking her in very rural areas, and she has never seen a dog in those areas, so that's why she picked them. Gina seems to be really reactive when she sees other dogs. That's when the idea for the rural areas came up, right? And many of us do that. We avoid the encounters, which is a good idea in the beginning to just calm the situation down, get some positive emotions to walking your dog and being on the same page again, right? Training the things we need in the encounters and all the good stuff. So yes, avoiding other dogs for a while is most of the time a good idea. But what if an off-leash dog just rushes up to your dog and you know that this will not end well, right? And normally, dogs who would really bite other dogs should be muzzled. I don't know if Gina was in this incident or if she usually is or if she would even bite. I don't have that information, but that would be something I would ask in a first consultation. If we have dogs who would bite, I would recommend muzzle training first and then doing everything else, because it's really important to keep everybody safe, right? Now, the situation for Gina sounds like she experiences fear whenever she sees another dog. The information about the hip dysplasia got me to that conclusion, because hip dysplasia can be the reason for a lot of pain. So I would definitely do a vet check with a specialist for pain and maybe an orthopedic specialist, but also because she had some incidents in the past. And those incidents usually aren't good things, right? If they lead to reactivity, it often means the dog got overwhelmed or hurt or really scared. So that's why I would probably look for signs of fear first. And to find all that out, it's a really good idea to do those decompression walks where nobody else is around. But as it happened to Gina, sometimes it's just bad luck, and we meet an off-leash dog in those areas because, let's be honest, the more rural the areas, the less leash restrictions there are, or at least people don't really necessarily follow them. So if you meet a dog, it might be an off-leash dog. Now, many off-leash dogs are friendly. They just run up to you, and yes, that can be an issue as well because you don't really want that, or your dog doesn't really want that. But there are dogs who are also either reactive from insecurity or aggressive because they're protecting their home, or they got startled, or they just did not expect to see another dog in this environment, right? And they bark and they show aggression and things like that. And that actually happened to me and my little Kalumi. We were walking in our neighborhood, and our neighborhood is like mostly trees and some deer and rabbits, things like that. There are not many people and there are not many dogs, and most dogs don't get walked at all. So in the years we were living there, we have met like our neighbor 3 times, but never another dog. And so we weren't expecting anything. And when we came around a corner in the woods, we suddenly heard barking, but we couldn't see anything. So we stopped and we were just looking where the barking came from, if it got closer or not. And then we saw some movement, like off the trail, between some trees. There was something moving. And it was kind of the direction of the barking. It's a little tricky to say in the woods, right? So we turned around just to be safe and walked back toward an area where we could get more distance in, where we could just walk a little bit off the path and let them pass or whatever. Just have a few more options. But we were walking in a calm way, so we weren't very fast. And when I turned around to look at what's going on behind us, because the barking was following us, that dog got a lot closer. So that dog was speeding toward us, barking his head off, snarling, and getting closer and closer and closer. Now, Kalumi became tense more and more whenever that dog got closer. So the situation was escalating fast. And Kalumi is a dog who would definitely guard herself, her own well-being, and me as a resource. So this situation was something I wanted to get out of fast. But the dog that followed us seemed to be alone. There was nobody around, and that's what concerned me. So what I did was I stopped, since we were a lot slower, and I wanted Kalumi not to get just jumped from the back or whatever. So we stopped and we faced the dog. And then I told the dog off and no and stuff like that. And at first the dog stopped, but then he snarled again and started barking again and growled and came closer still. And Kalumi at that point was very stiff. She was not reacting, but she was stiff and you could see that she was ready to go. So since she knew that sometimes I stepped away from her and that was fine for her, I gave her a quick stay and then I took two very fast, very frontal steps toward that dog and told him off with a hand gesture. Now, this could go wrong as well. The dog could jump me. The dog could aggress toward me. So it's kind of a gamble. But the dog was a dachshund. So even if it had happened, I took the gamble. Always be sure to be safe, right? Gambling like that is most of the time not a good idea, and it was just a spur of the moment decision. That's why I did it. But then I saw that this dachshund was not alone. Behind him were coming five or even more. I think I counted five other dachshunds and small dogs. Not all of them were dachshunds, but pretty much the same size. Now, this is becoming more and more uncomfortable, right? Because one dog that is pretty much the same size as my own, maybe a little smaller, I can handle. But six of them is kind of hard. And there is a group dynamic that's not to be underestimated, right? Thankfully, there was a man coming as well. That was not a good thing for Kalumi because she is really scared of people and she is more reactive to people than to dogs. But as I saw the person and the person saw me, he started calling his dogs. And no, they would of course not listen. But that's when we turned around and walked away and he kept yelling and scolding the dogs and stuff like that. And they started to retreat a little bit, and that's when we walked away. Now, Kalumi is still in a size that can benefit from deflection techniques like using an umbrella. You can teach a small dog to walk behind an umbrella, and that interrupts the line of vision. That can be a good thing, and it also kind of shields a small dog from other dogs a little bit better. Of course, it has to be prepared, right? and you have to take that little umbrella with you. But if you have a dog in the size of a German Shepherd, that's not going to work because the umbrella is not going to be big enough to shield your whole dog. So what can be a really good idea to help the dog feel a little bit more safe if things like that happen, because you see that the dogs get worried, right? They know they are attached to a leash. They know that they cannot just run away freely or move freely as they would want to. So if you have an aggressive off-leash dog running toward you, you can try stepping one foot forward and making a very obvious hand gesture for that dog to back off. You can even yell back off or no or leave it, things like that, things that are typically trained to dogs. You can also try a sit. Sometimes that works. You can also throw a handful of treats at the dog. Some dogs get distracted by that and start sniffing. Now, if you have a really aggressive dog coming towards you, try to find something you can bring between you and the dog and your dog. And hopefully there is something, somebody that can help you. Your dog, if your dog is not friendly, can learn to step behind you. That would be an option maybe. And if the other dog is not aggressive but friendly, things like throwing a ball or food work even better. Now, if your dog is actually friendly and just leash reactive and you have another friendly dog coming toward you, the most easy way to address the situation is to let your dog's leash loose and let them greet. That most of the time brings a lot less tension than if you try to keep the dogs separate. Now, of course, that doesn't work if one of the dogs is aggressive, but it works if both dogs are friendly. And yes, it can set back your training in either way. So if your dog's friendly and just frustrated, most of the time it doesn't set your training back a lot. If your dog is aggressive out of fear or out of pain or out of whatever, for whatever reason, yes, it can set back your training because you lose a lot of trust. You lose your dog's trust in the situation. You lose your dog's trust maybe even in you if the situation goes south. So if you have trained things like step behind me and stuff like that, that can be a really good idea to keep your dog's trust. And if your dog is on a long line, so a little bit further away from you, it can be really helpful to have a very, very well-trained recall. So you can get your dog back fast and be able to manage the situation more easily, right? If your dog doesn't have a strong recall yet, you can also shorten the leash and try to always have one hand on the leash and pull with the other hand. So you pull yourself toward your dog and also keep your dog from moving forward at the same time. That takes a little bit of practice. So if you want to practice that, you can just attach your leash to some kind of pole or furniture or whatever, and practice this without your dog. And then practice it with your dog, right? And for Gina's case, I would definitely start training for the reactivity in general. And for decompression walks, stay in this area. If this just happened one time, chances are good that this was just an exception, it was just bad luck, whatever. But if it keeps happening, it might be a good idea to switch areas. For Kalumi, it was happening more frequently. So we saw those dogs after the first incident again and again. So it seems like this person just started to walk their dogs in this area, which was kind of a bummer because it was our favorite little trail. But we switched after that just to avoid the situation because it was something that cannot really be trained. I cannot train six other dogs on my walks. This is just insane. And the person was not open to using leashes. I don't know if it was her why. But all right, he wasn't, so I cannot change other people. I can just pick what is the best solution for me and my dogs, and that was switching the trails. Tell me in the comments if this has happened to you. I would love to know. And if you want me to answer any questions on the show, send me an email. I would love to do so. And with that, I wish you a lot of fun training, and we'll see each other next time. Bye!